They're up to Simin Shin Nun Ches. It's on page Reish Yud in the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah. So we're up to the beginning. We're up to the beginning of the Simin. We learned the Hagdama. We discussed the Hagdama yesterday. Okay, a lot of people are new people today, so let me review outside very quickly what the theme. The theme of this Simin. Reish Yud. In the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah is on page Reish Yud. In the regular Mishnah Berurah it's Simin Shin Nun Ches. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalid, Simin Shin Nun Ches. Din Eze Mekamos Nikram Mukaf Ladira. So again, we learned yesterday a very general introduction. We read the Hagdama from the Dirshu on the right side. The introduction is there's an area called Beis Hasayim. Let's take a step back. We know that you're in a Rishus Hayachla, there are no limitations. If a person is inside a Rishus Hayachla, four walls and a roof, it's a Rishus Hayachid Daraisa. You can carry from one end to the other. There's no limitation. You can carry more than Dalet Amos. Simple. However, if one is in an enclosure, even though there are four walls and even though there's a ceiling, but this enclosure has not been built for the purpose of living, it's been built for storage. Okay, make it very simple, for storage, not for living. And it's larger than a Beis Hasayim. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah that exactly Beis Hasayim is 5,000 square amos. We'll see all dimensions. Then one is not allowed to carry in this area more than Dalet Amos. Min HaTorah, it's a Rishus Hayachid. You can carry from one end to the other. Midrabanan, Chazal said, being that it's not constructed for the purpose of living, so it doesn't resemble what a regular Rishus Hayachid is. It resembles more something more like a Rishus Harabim. A Rishus Harabim is a place where people do not live. People travel, people conduct business, people do other things in the Rishus Harabim. So Chazal enacted an area that's large. It has to have two conditions. It has to be very large, and very large in Chazal means 5,000 square amos. We'll see the dimensions in a moment. There are certain conditions that must be met, and it must be put up not for the purpose of living. You're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. And we discussed yesterday very briefly, this is very interesting, about a Beis HaKnesses. Really, Meikar HaDin does not meet the criteria. A large, like this shul. This shul over here is larger than a Beis Hasayim. Certainly more than 5,000 square amos in this room. Does not meet the criteria. There are many reasons why this is Hukaf Ladira. But if you had such a Beis HaKnesses, that we even read in stuff in the Dir Shul, Chazonish, the Prima Godim, a Beis HaKnesses, Meikar HaDin does not meet the criteria. And in a Hanami, if it's in the Prima Godim, it's Mashma, then in a Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. You come to Shulan Shabbos, you sit down by your table, you sit in your pew, and you have your sitter. That's it. You're not allowed to take the sitter and move the sitter more than Dalet Amos. We discussed what did they do with the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was in the Aron. How did they bring the Sefer Torah to the Bima? Maybe they kept the Sefer Torah on the Bima, in the Bima, because Beis HaKnesses usually, or in this situation where it's larger than the Beis HaSayim, and has not been constructed for the purpose of living, even though there are four walls, even though there's a ceiling, you're not allowed to carry there more than Dalet Amos. The Chazon Ish says a tremendous chiddush, that the function of coming to Davin is equivalent to living, and therefore you're allowed to carry. That's only the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is pretty recent. Chazon Ish only died, 70 years ago, 60 years ago, whatever it was. So that's a chiddush for the Prima Godim Mitzmash. Now, of course, a Beis HaKnesses to qualify as not being Hukaf Ladira, there are many, many conditions that must be met, which probably is so rare, you don't really have a practical case, because as we're going to learn, it's very hard to really to have a real kar faith in our time as Zman
HaZeh.
That's right. So exactly. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see practically halacha l'maaseh as we go through the simon. Again, like I said, it's very hard in today's times in the metropolitan area to have what we call a halachic kar faith. Almost every enclosure today, even if it's large than the Beis HaSayim, is automatically called a Rishus HaYachid, even Midrabanan, and there's no limitation in carrying more than Dalet Amos. Let's see the halach inside. Kol Hekev Shloi Hukaf Ladira, beginning of the Mechaber. We mentioned we're not doing any more every single Mishnah Berurah. We changed our style. We're just going to read the Mechaber and the Ramah, and I'll explain outside, and selected Mishnah Berurahs I will read inside. Kol Hekev Shloi Hukaf Ladira, any enclosure that has not been enclosed for the purpose of living, could go in ganois, gardens, upardesim, orchards. Okay, gardens are for vegetables, pardesim are for trees, Uvurgonin. Uvurgonin means a watch, a watchman's hut. Now it's a pretty, obviously it's a very large, it's not like you go in front of the apartment buildings, so you go to these little booths, checkpoints, you go in Eretz Yisrael, you go in toll collectors here in New York. We're talking about large booths. Why is it so large? I don't know why they would build such a large booth. Let's say we had Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel. On the bottom, Sukas Shoimim Shabasados. A watchman's hut. Obviously, it's going to be very large. Let's back to Mechaber. That's called a burgonin. She'enam asuyim. It's not meant ela lishmar b'soichan. This burgonin is only meant to guard lishmar b'soichan. The watchman sits inside and he looks out the window and sees what's doing in the fields. So in these situations, asru chacham l'tatal b'soichan yoser me'arba amos. It is forbidden to carry in these enclosures more than 4 amos, provided im. We already have one condition. It was not constructed for living. It was constructed to enclose fruits and vegetables, or for a watchman, not to live, just to guard. Im hu yoser mi'sosayim. If it's larger than a double saw. Now what does that mean? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, let's go for Mishnah Berurah, say over here the shear. No, it does not, that's a little later on, let's go further. Aval imhu sosayim. But let's say the size of this hut or this enclosure is a sosayim. What is a sosayim? So the Mechaber really tells us. Shehu shear shivim ama v'arba tvachim al shivim ama v'arba tvachim. 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim, square. The Mechaber is squaring out a base sosayim. Let me take a step back. A base sosayim comes from the Mishkan. We'll read the Mishnah inside. The Mishkan, whoa, this week's parasha. Yasalim mikdash v'shachanti v'sechem. We build the Mishkan. What's the shot of the Mishkan? It was 100 amos by 50 amos. It was a rectangle. 100 amos by 50. An amma has six tvachim. So we say 4 tvachim for me, 4, 6 tvachim, it's almost...
18 inches to 3 inches.
You have to figure out. So an amma today is either between 18 inches and 24 inches. Different opinions what an amma is. But the Mishkan, the size of the Mishkan, the chotzer, the courtyard of the Mishkan was 100 by 50. The Mishkan was not meant for living. You're not allowed to live. The Mishkan is the ultimate sanctity. You're not in this courtyard. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to sit. You're not allowed to sleep. You're not allowed to do Dvar B'Telem. It's a holy place, the Mishkan. It's where Korbanos were offered. Yet, they carried on Shabbos. We don't find any limitation. They brought things that were necessary for the Korban. They would carry back and forth. So, Chazal said, just like in the Mishkan, it was 100 amos by 50 amos, and there was no limitation. The Kohanim were carrying things back and forth in the courtyard on Shabbos because it was enclosed by 4 walls, even though it was not Hakavadira. So we have no right in our time to create a situation where you're not allowed to carry in an area that has those dimensions. Now, 100 by 50 is 5,000 square amos. Here the Mechaber is making this area into a square. When you make 100 by 50 into a square, it's approximately 70 by 70. 70, almost 71. Kamat 71 by 71 is equivalent to a rectangle of 100 by 50. So Chazal said, we have no right to limit a person from carrying in such an area on Shabbos, because the Mishkan people carried in such a situation. However, if the enclosure is larger than this area, then already we are going to impose our restriction. You're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah describes some interesting points. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah Vav. Okay, no, let's look at Mishnah Berurah Hey. I'm sorry, let's go back Hey. Okay, it's in the limit. Mishnah Berurah Oisif Karton Hey. Asru Chachamim. Okay, it's a second wide line. The Afalgav de Minatara Kol Shemukav Mechitzos Kivoyz Asara Af Alpi Shehi Rechava Kamo Korim. Min HaTora. If you have a stadium, Yankee Stadium, you have the new stadium where they're going to have the Sima Shas MetLife, I think it was called MetLife, is what it's called? It's humongous. There are four walls. There's no limitation whatsoever. You can carry on Shabbos. Who is Shusha Yachal Gamor Mutal Tata Bekulo? Mikol Makom. The Mishmur says Chachamim Ashu Behekif Gadol Yos Beisaim Shalai Hokuf Ladira. So here the Mishmur tells us, fills in the details. Why Shuhu Doime Ketzas LeRishus Haram LeKarmelis? Because we're sitting in middle of Yankee Stadium. You really feel like you're indoor, you're in a Rishus HaYachid, it's so big, and no one is living, it's just empty, you feel like you're in a Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal enacted, you're not allowed to carry inside the Zeri, more than Dalit Amos. Could be Yankee Stadium, and we'll see, is okay, but MetLife crowd could possibly be a Rishus HaRabim, a real Karmel, because it's outside, it's not in the city. MetLife is Rutherford, New Jersey. I don't know if it's part of a yeshiv. Yankee Stadium is part of New York City, so we'll say anything that's inside of a city automatically has a shdin shem dira. But when you're out of a settlement, okay, I don't know. I was there in Rutherford, New Jersey, not so long ago, but I don't know. I saw all the signs to go there, but I'm not exactly sure how it's situated. We'll see more in the mechaber. Back to the next Mishnah Bura Vav. Shuhu Shir Shivim. The base saw, now here this is important Mishnah Bura. Okay, Mishnah Bura Vav. Shuhu Shir Shivim. The base saw, what is a base saw? One base saw is Chamishim al Chamishim, which is 2,500 square amos. The Hainu Bein Kula al Payim v'chamishim. Neos Amo the Amarocha, which means it's 2,500 square amos. What is the base sosayim? Double. Don't do any multiplication. Just take 2,500 and double it. A double base saw. One base saw is 2,500 square amos. So double that is 5,000 square amos. Hu chamesh shesalof ma'ama ba'amarocha. Chutasem izes sodem mirubas. When you take this area, which in the Mishkan was 100 amos by 50 amos. One base saw is 50 amos by 50 amos. 50 by 50 amos. Mishkan was two of those, which is a total of 100 by 50. When you take that rectangle and you convert into a square, what do you get? So if it's approximately sheer of Shiv Amav Yarbo Tvachim, Orech al Shiv Amav Yarbo Tvachim Rochav, is approximately 70 Amos and 4 Tvachim by 70 Amos and 4 Tvachim. The next Mishmur says a little bit more, but we round it down. Okay, let's go further. Back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber in the last line says, the last word on the page, Mutter, in this situation where it's less than that, says Mutter L'talta B'kulo, there's no limitation, Bein Shu Meruba, Bein Shu Ogol, it does not make a difference, and this is an important part of the Mechaber, does not make a difference whether it's square, whether it's round, you're always allowed to carry in this area, provided, Bein Shu Ogol, or Yorich V'katin, even if it's very narrow, if it's narrow, or if it's wide, uvilva, there is one condition. And that condition is shelo yihei orko yoser mishnayim berachbo amo echos. Because we do want to preserve the integrity of the Mishkan. Remember, it all comes back. When you know the reason, everything makes sense. It all comes from this week's parasha, Parashas Truma. Parashas Truma, the Mishkan was, the Chatzah was, a rectangle. What's the rectangle? Double, the length was double the width. So you must preserve that ratio. You must be within that ratio. If you have an area that's less than the Beis Sosayim, it's less than 5,000 square amos, but the length is more than twice the width, so it's no longer resembles the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan was, the length was twice, was exactly twice the width. If it's going to be, if you have a situation where the length is more than twice the width, then it's no longer like the Mishkan. Even though the number of amos, the square amos is less than the Mishkan, it does not matter, being that this structure was not put up for the purpose of dira, of living, but was erected for the purpose of, for other purposes, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalit Amos. So there are basically two conditions. If you want to carry in an area that's less than, you want to carry in an area that was not erected l'shem dira, and it's less than 5,000 square amos, it at least must be double. The length may not be more than double the width. Otherwise, it's no longer like the mishkan. Next, the hukaf l'dira. Let's say it has been hukaf, been surrounded for living purposes. Oh, living purposes. Someone lives inside. Then afilu yesh by kama milin, doesn't even an airport. Okay, these massive airports, they're even bigger than probably these stadiums. Some of these yesh by kama milin, it's very, very large. Mutal tad bakula, there's no lintish you can carry bakula the entire thing. Haga the ayin lekamon simin tof aleph din stam ayaros im mukafas ladira city. Okay, we'll get that later on. What about a city? You have a city. The entire city is for living, right? So let's say you have a city like, oh yeah, I have over here, Midwood Field. Okay, Midwood Field. No one's living in Midwood Field, but Midwood Field is part of New York City. It's part of Flatbush. And Flatbush is a residential area. People live in Flatbush. What status does such an enclosure have? We'll see that it's probably good. In other words, this halacha is not very practical, at least in the way we are accustomed to. When we're dealing with enclosures, it means out of the city limits. Like in ancient times, you have a city, you have fields, you go all the way out into the fields where there are orchards, there are factories. What? Because there are, as far as I know, there are four walls surrounding. I assume the back wall. I don't know what goes on over there. There are definitely fenced on three sides. Mm-hmm. Where the train tracks are, I don't know what's going on over there. But let's assume that there are four walls. So for sure, it's a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. Assume the four wall. Is it a tarfif? So it's mashma over here. That's not so simple, being that it's in a residential area. Any enclosure within a residential area where there are houses on all four sides could be, it's considered in halacha hukaf ledira. So you would be allowed to go there and go have a catch with your children or whatever you want inside Midwood Field on Shabbos.
So if you have a schoolyard which is enclosed?
Yeah, so it depends where. If it's inside of a city, I'm not clear, but it could be that, yes. Being that it's in a residential area, automatically has the status of hukaf ledira. The case that the Mechaber is discussing is outside of a city. Or we'll see a person's yard. Okay, we'll see. I'm not clear. But that's what the Mechaber here, he says, din stam ayaros im mukafos ledira. Okay, we'll see more as we go through this in two simonim. Let's further on. We'll see. The Yesham, some say the stam karfifos shalonu mikwe mukafos adira. Some say that it's stam karf, our enclosures today are called dira. Dirigilim liftoyach pesach tchila viachar kach lehakif. It's normal that you first have an entrance and then you enclose. Now, we have to understand what he's discussing. To understand the case, the standard case that he's discussing would be kedai to turn, just to turn one page in the Mishnah Berurah, you see a picture. That's not the picture we're discussing. The karf that he's discussing generally is a backyard or a fence in the front of your house. The classic karf is out in the field, like the Mechaber begins. You go out of the, you leave the city, you're out of the city boundaries, and there's a field. And the animals are destroying the crop. So someone comes along and he builds a fence around his field. And now he happens to find himself there on Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry more than Dal Amos? That's clear cut. There's nothing to talk about. That's a karfif, and you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Amos. But that's very rare. That's not the case that we're going to discuss for the next 10 simonim. We're going to discuss a case of backyard. You have a house, and then you have a backyard, and you build a fence around the backyard. Now, in ancient times, they did not necessarily have a back door. You have a house. How many doors do you have? You have a front door. They didn't have all these safety features of fire exits and this exit or that exit. You have a front door, and you have a house, and you have a back, and there's no door. So the backyard is completely enclosed. The fourth wall of the yard is your home. and there's no way to get from your home into the yard. The only way you can get into the yard is you go out of the front door of your home, you walk to the back of the house, and there's some type of opening, there's a door to get into the yard. That's the classic karfif. Now what's the problem? That's usur. Because that has been hukaf, it's not for living purposes. It's not for living purposes. And if it's larger than the base of Siam, it's forbidden. The solution is, now the ultimate solution is, before you build the wall, open up, make a door, create a hole in your home, have a door. Now the yard serves as an extension to your home. Automatically, the yard is called hukaf lidira. Since your home opens to this yard, the yard is for living purposes, or it's an extension of your home, which is for living purposes. Then when the wall has been built, it is okay. So here, along comes the Ramah, and he says, what happens if you, now let me just take a step back, what happens if you build this wall and there is no back door? And now you decide you will create a back door. It's too late. It's too late. The wall has not been constructed for living purposes because the door at that point in time did not exist. There's nothing you can do. The only solution, now we're going to discuss them very quickly, is you have to create a hole. You have to knock down the wall or halachically remove part of the wall and rebuild the wall. Now when you rebuild the wall, you're rebuilding it for the purpose of living. But if you just create a Pesach from your home to the backyard and you don't touch the walls, it's too late. So now the Ramah is discussing a case where you buy a house and there's an enclosure and there's a door, a back door. Can you assume, and you don't know, there are no records, in the name, and the person who sells you the home says, I don't know, this is how I found it. When I bought the home, there already was a door and there already was a fence, and you really do not know which came first, the chicken or the egg. You don't know what to do. So the Ramah says you could assume it's okay, because since most of the time when you build backyards, at least time of the Ramah, the door was built first and then they built the enclosure. If you don't know, you could assume everything is okay. That is what he says. Again, it's this first one in the Ramah. The Yesh Aymerim the Stam Karfifa Shalonu Mikri Mukafas Ladira Diregilim Liftoach Pesach Tilav Yakach La'akev, because it's normal that you open up the door first and then you create the enclosure. The Yesh Aymerim Od. Some say more. The Kol Karfif Shehu Samuch Lebeso Mikri Hukaf Ladira Ki Daite Ilave. Even if you did not open the door first, even though you didn't get around, the contractor was in a rush. And he knows, like you see today, they go and they build, they do construction, they just build, and then they cut out the windows. It's easier sometimes just to put up one big piece of material and to cut out the windows later on. So that's what they did. And then they never got around to opening up the door, and they built a fence. It's also okay, because when you build a house, and you build a fence around the house, your intent from the very beginning is, this will be an area that will serve my living purposes, and I will ultimately create a door, open a door of my home to the area. That's what your kavana was. Kidai ti ilavei, but v'yesh chol kamezer. Some disagree. Okay, some disagree. Let's hear the important Mishnah Berurah here. Let's just look at Mishnah Berurah Tesvav. So one Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkani Tesvav. Dirigilin. It's normal. What does that mean? Kavanas harma. So the Mishnah Berurah tells what the Ramah is, the deeper meaning of the Ramah. The Malkam Shin Adam Zoicher, like I explained, the person doesn't remember. He doesn't remember which came first. Im HaKarfifos Nivnu Koidim HaBotim, or Liach HaBotim, which came first. Ulashem Tash Mishnu was built for the purpose of living. Uvazer Kosav, you could be Mekel. If you don't remember which one came first, you can make it. You could do Rav Karfifos Shalonu Kufu Achar Binyan HaBotim. Most of the time, you first build a house, you open up the door, and then you build the enclosure. L'tashmisha abatim v'davar pashot hu delav klo luhu. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't get carried away. Don't be too lenient. And listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Delav klo luhu b'chol makom b'chol zman v'yesh liros bozeh b'zmaneinu l'fi minik hamakom. It's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. It's not your typical type of Mishnah Berurah where he says that all depends on our times. Times have changed. Basically, what he's saying, times have changed, and don't take what the Ramah says. It's not necessarily the situation. It's not necessarily the negea in our times. If you study the style of the Mishnah Berurah, It's not very common he does this. He normally he learns the halacha. He stayed away from modern day shilas. There's a lot of write ups on the Mishneh Berurah on what he included, what he didn't include. But he does. He does it many times. He does bring in modern day issues, at least modern day in his time. And he says that Ramah could be outdated. This was common in their times, but our times are different, and therefore you have to know what the situation is. Okay, let's go to Simon Beis. Simon Beis, Uman Nikra Mukaf Ladira. What is called Mukaf Ladira? How do we find an enclosure that's Mukaf Ladira? Zeh Shabona Bo Beis Hadira. This is where you built first a house. The house came first. And then, Oisha Pasach Pesach Mi Beiso. Now, you opened up an opening. Oisha Pasach Pesach Mi Beiso. Vi Achar Kach Hikifa. So basically, the house came first, or even if there was a house, you opened up a door. The door, the backyard door, was open. And then around that opening, you built an enclosure, like you see in the picture on the bottom. Forget about the hole there on the bottom. The im haya mukaf shaloy l'shem dira. Now he's discussing how do you rectify a situation that is not halachically correct. In other words, you have a situation where it's clear this wall was built not l'shem dira. Let's say you have this shed. Okay, you have over here this back of the house, and your intent was never will you ever step out into the backyard. The backyard is nothing more than the place for storage. So the walls were constructed for storage, not for the purpose of living. It's a classic karfif. Now you change your mind. You want to enjoy the backyard. You want to carry the backyard more than dalet amos. What do you do? So basically, you would have to rebuild the wall. That's what you would think, right? You would have to rebuild the wall. No. So here is a chiddush. What you do is, we're getting into the laws of Erevin, just breach the wall more than 10 amos. If you have an area, we discussed the basic way to create a Rishus HaYachid is four walls. Now you can't have four complete walls, because you have four complete walls, how are you going to get in and out? You have a door. Okay, if the door is fine. Let's say you have an opening. So what's critical are corners. So you always must have a corner. If you don't have a corner, then you're missing, the walls are missing. Even if you do have a corner, you can have a breach, but the breach may not exceed 10 amos. Once a breach in a wall exceeds 10 amos, it's no longer viewed as an opening, a door. It's viewed as a breach. It's no longer a halachic wall. So here's your solution. You have an enclosure. The enclosure is large in the base of sign. It was not built l'shem dira. You're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. You don't want to knock down all four walls. That's a nightmare. All you have to do is remove the halachic status of this enclosure. How does one do that? Breach the walls more than 10 amos. Now it's no longer called a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to carry the Min HaTorah more than Dalet Amos because you don't have four walls. The fourth wall has a breach more than 10 Amos. Until 10 Amos is called Pesach, more than 10 Amos, it nullifies the wall. It's no longer a wall. Now repair the wall. The wall and shorten the breach to an area that's less than 10 Amos. You have now created a wall for the purpose of living. You have rectified the enclosure. You can carry more than dalet amos.
Is that practical? 20 feet?
15 feet. Yeah, 10, believe 10, it or not.
10 amos.
It sounds strange, just because like, what's the big deal? You know, you have four walls. We don't associate religion with building of a wall. Matzah l'shem matzah smitzah. When you make tzitzis l'shem kedushas tzitzis l'shem kedushas tefillin, you build a wall. All of a sudden, you're telling me this is not a. It's hard to understand. This is not a Rishus HaYochid. I got four walls. What more do you want from me? It's four walls. I can't carry you. No, you can't carry here. Okay, I'll open it. I'll open up because it's not l'shem dira. Okay, I'll open up. I'll break a hole in the back wall, and I live inside. So now it's gonna be my backyard. Very good. But when the walls were built originally, it was not built l'shem dira. It's still usher. So you have to knock down the walls. That's halach. You got to knock down the walls and rebuild the walls. I can't knock down all four walls. Okay. Just halachically nullify the walls. How do you nullify the walls halachically? 10 amos. That's what it says. 10 amos. And then then shorten the breach less than 10 amos. L'shem dira. You're in business. It's a strange thing, but that's why we're learning this. These are
not
new.
Strange. I don't think it's strange. It's very extensive.
15 feet. 15, 20 feet have to be removed and reconstructed. L'shem dira. Yes.
Is that the circumference or just lengthwise?
Lengthwise. Just lengthwise. 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 15 feet. Count 15 tiles. One, two. It's a pretty big distance. 15, especially in Brooklyn, Manhattan, space is expensive. 15 feet of wall has to be removed. V'nimsa, let's go back to the Mechaber. V'nimsa lives galua el yifas b'pirz of Yosem Yassar. V'nimsa bayis pasuach bo b'lehekef. And now the bayis does not have four walls. V'yachzar v'yigdar ha-pirz ha-kula. You have to prepare the breach. O amo ha-yisera. Or, you know what, you can breach the wall 11 amos. And then build one amol l'shem dira. So now the breach is mashu less than 10 amos.
What does it have to be height-wise?
10 tfachim. Very short. 10 tfachim. 10 tfachim is like a foot, whatever. 10 tfachim
of tefach is 3 inches.
Is so a foot. One, tefach is maybe it's 2 feet. Tefach is four fingers. 4 fingers.
3 or 4 inches.
So 10 tfachim. 3 feet, really? So much.
Because 30 inches or 40 inches or 40 inches.
Okay, fine, okay.
It depends if the Amma.
Okay, 2-3 feet. A height of 2-3 feet is a Rishus HaYach. What is this? 8 machit for a shul. What's the small size machitza? Like Rav Moshe, the small size machitza is also very, very small. I'm not talking about a Haredi Satra. I'm talking Alfi Halacha. What do you need a machitza? Just separation of men and women. A separation of men and women, even though they can see each other, it's very, very small. Go to a whatever. So Amma Nimsa Bayis Vesuach B'Loheke Yachzavid L'Aperit Kula Oy Amma Ayisrael Al Eser Amos Veser Amos Pesachin, and then 10 Amos is the Pesach Vaharehu Pasuach. So now we have a situation. You have halachically created situation where it's open. It was once open because you breached the wall. Ulivasof Hukaf, and now it has been enclosed for the purpose of Dira. The Imparats Amo the God. Now here's the Lamisha case. I'm trying to just finish up. Lisa, turn the page. To finish up until the end of the Imparats Amo the God. The Chazar Parats Amo Itzel Masha Godar. The Chazar Vyasa Kain Ad Sheishlimo Lasar Mutar. Interesting case. Let's say you do this piece by piece. In other words, there are many halachic examples. And Safist is a fascinating an example like this. But let's say you have the wall. The wall is a wall. You knock down the wall only in small sections. If I go and I knock down 15 feet of my wall in front of my yard, they'll call the police. I'll get a summons. Who knows? They'll think, where's your permit? What's going on over here? So you can't do anything extreme, anything radical. Knock down a 20-section part of your wall. So you'll do is, today, I'll take down one amma. Just one amma. Now by taking down one amma, I have not nullified the wall. Because up until 10 amos, it's as long as the breach is less than 10 amos, it's still called enclosed. It's still a Rishus HaYachad HaRaisa. But today I have removed one amma of the old wall, and I have built one amma, and I have replaced it with a new panel, L'shem mitzvas dira. Tomorrow I take down another amma, remove it, and I put a new panel. L'shem mitzvas. I do this 10 times. Is that okay? So at no point in time did you ever halachically create a situation where it was pasuach and then enclose it l'shem dira. You never did that. It never happened. So there's room to suggest that it's not valid. Because you have to nullify this as being a Rishus HaYochid D'Raisa and recreate it into a Rishus D'Raisa L'Shem Mitzvah Stira. Never have you done that. But over a period of time, you have done that piece by piece. Is that okay or is it not okay? So the Mechaber is Mekel. It's okay. It's okay. That's what he says over here in these words. V'imparatz Amma. You removed one Amma. U'gidora. And you rebuild the Amma L'Shem Mitzvahs Dira, the Chazar Uparatz Amma, and then you remove another Amma, Eitzel Mashagod, near the Amma, the new Amma that you have replaced, the Chaz of Asa Kedem, you did this 10 times, Ad Shehishlimu L'Asara, Mutter, that is okay. Hagah, V'im Kasha Allah, Lifrotz HaKosel, let's say it's difficult to knock down the entire wall, I mean this is a big construction project, Yeshem some sidiyochol aniach offer etz lakoysel mishneit stadim ad she yismayit hakoysel migova asa. It's going to take a lot of time to go through the details. Now, I'll just tell you, and we'll do this tomorrow. But basically, he's giving a lomdish solution. You have the wall, Now, assuming the wall is not so tall. Okay, the wall, dealing with the wall. So just, I don't know why this is an easier solution. To me, this is even more work. But bring in earth. Call the landfill people. And they'll bring in earth, and they'll make a mound. And they'll pile up earth on this side and on this side. So now the incline is gradual. The wall has been buried. Basically, you have halachic. Basically, yeah. I mean, it's halachically been buried. The wall has halachically been buried because the wall at no point is 10 tzachim tall. Because there's, you filled up with earth, but you have to make sure that the incline is large enough. You follow the rules; the incline should be large enough. Where halachically, it's not. It's because you can, for I think Dalet Amos, you can consider it to be one wall. Okay, we have to see the numbers. We'll see the numbers in the Rambam and Mishnah Berurah. But basically, the solution is don't touch the wall. Leave the wall the way it is. You can halachically nullify the wall by bringing in earth and making a mound, and you have to leave it like this for one Shabbos. To show you're serious, not playing games, serious business. So one Shabbos will pass where the wall has been buried. And then come in, pull out, remove all the earth. And the wall stands the way it was.
Sounds better.
And then the wall is there. So you know, the wall was never touched. The wall was untouched. The wall was built. You just buried the wall temporarily. You halachically nullified not the whole wall.
How far up do you have
just
to go up the wall?
Until the wall is less than 10 tefachim.
The wall is less than
the upper portion of the wall is less than 10 tefachim.
Well,
depending on what you started with, it all depends. I mean, obviously, it all depends on what the situation is. And you don't have to do this for an area of 10 amos. So you don't have to do this for the entire wall. You take a 10 amos section of your wall. Okay, 10 amos maybe the size of this table. Maybe it's
you gotta go up literally.
You gotta go all the way up. Well, it depends on how hard the wall is to start with. And the wall is very hard. It's not gonna be practical in such a situation. But if you're dealing with a little teeny wall that was just made to keep out the animals, to keep out some rodents, whatever it is, so it's not a big deal. Maybe this is a much easier solution. Instead of backing out the wall, a 10 amas section of the wall, maybe it's easier. The wall, the 10 amas approximately the size of this table. You're in a field and there's a lot of earth. It's no big deal just to take the earth and push the earth towards the wall to bury the wall, 10 amas section of the wall, for one Shabbos. And when Shabbos is over, clear away the earth, the wall has been restored, and I'm creating the wall now for the purpose of living, of living purposes. So you have halachically created a wall, and now you're allowed to carry inside. Okay, we'll do details in the Mishnah.